Christians mobilize a response to earthquake needs in Pakistan. A church planter reports ministry growth under difficult circumstances in the Commonwealth of Independent States. And there's a new member on the leadership team at the Bible League. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands are dead or missing, thousands more hospitalized, unconscious and no identity, no family or friends. They're survivors of the Pakistan earthquake, an area where Christian ministry has been difficult. Now, Christian organizations like World Vision are there assisting. World Vision's James East is in Balakot, Pakistan, near the epicenter.
It was a city that's completely decimated. Wherever you look, the buildings have been flattened, and there are literally thousands of people in the city who are either poured down from the surrounding villages or who are from the city itself who are there to basically get aid.
However, 5 days after the quake, distribution of aid in this region isn't very organized.
It's quite chaotic at the moment. You have all these different small-town groups up there giving out assistance, and then thousands of people trying to get hold of whatever they can.
Pray that World Vision staff will be effective in their outreach. Meanwhile, the hope of finding loved ones alive is shrinking in the Pakistan-India earthquake zone. Food for the Hungry is helping in Jesus' name to renew hope where more than 30,000 people died and millions are homeless. FHI already identified local partners in both countries and will provide care kits, tents, blankets, purified water, and more. In addition, medical and construction teams will arrive in the area later this week. Pray that they'll have a physical and spiritual impact. You're listening to Mission Network News. A Slavic Gospel Association church planter working in the Commonwealth of Independent States says ministry is growing. It's good news considering the challenges most believers face in the CIS. The team just held a Christian camp at a local orphanage. There were about 150 kids and caretakers. Well, during the camp, the team preached Christ openly. At the end, a majority of kids liked the idea of continuing to have meetings and Bible classes throughout the year. Pray the message takes hold. Next, poverty, famine, disease, war, and disasters. All those things are tragic to anyone who experiences them, but those who pay the greatest price and suffer the most are children. To address that, Wes Stafford, president of Compassion International, has written a book called Too Small to Ignore: Why Children Are the Next Big Thing. Stafford says the goal is to call the church to greater action.
I'm really eager that the church come to understand the importance of children in the kingdom of God, but beyond that, to understand how strategically important they are to the church, not only of tomorrow, which we often say, but the church of today, their place among us as the men and women of God today.
It's an overwhelming issue, but as Christians become champions for children, both in the U.S. and abroad, Stafford says,
that's how the world gets changed, as little ones like that are given the opportunity to, first of all, survive, but then to go on to reach their full potential, their calling. Then the world begins to change.
The book will be released next week. And Michael Southworth is the Bible League's newest member of their leadership team. He joins the group as the Executive Vice President of Ministries. Southworth explains that the thrust of his work with the Bible League is
training and equipping people in local churches around the world to utilize simple Bible studies, to share their faith, to share the gospel with their non-Christian friends and neighbors and family members, and then also to take them on into a discipleship series of Bible studies.
Southworth leads the team, aiding ministry partners and volunteers in more than 50 countries. His love for different cultures and peoples will help focus the Bible League's global vision.
One of the things that we really try to do is to contextualize our methods and our materials so they really work in a particular setting. We don't go in with a fixed program and say, this is what we're going to do. We say, these are our goals and this is what we want to accomplish. How do we do that best here?
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Discovery House Music's Celtic Cry, a free gift from Mission Aviation Fellowship, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Charles Billingsley, Scott Kerpain, Matthew Ward, and Shannon Wexelberg sing about the heart of a martyr, reminding you to pray for the suffering church. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.